Babte Perkte Zion, if Lamed Zion, women of Allah Chesav would have toys and other things that people like to play with on Shabbos, what you can and cannot do on Shabbos. Up to Sif Lamed Zion on page Reish Mem. To sponsor a shir, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shir link or email rabbifishman@gmail.com. These shirim are provided free of charge on every podcast platform out there, I believe. And in order to help them continue coming, we need your support. Siv Lamed Zayin begins Kliyas Chutim, weaving of various threads or strings together, Kiran Chute Nylon, like nylon strings, and doing that, these types of toys that have that you put together, you weave together, you create things together, like lanyard, you cannot use on Shabbos. Lassim Machzik Mipesach Gudema, you make a Chreisa Keychain, other things that you would do with the lanyard or nylon threads weaving together, that's considered a kesher. Masur b'Shabbos of Yom Tov, you cannot do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Hemurim, gambling, asur meim, hem b'Shabbos of Yom Tov, hem b'Yemes Achel. All types of games, poker and other types of games that are gambling that you do for money, you cannot gamble for money, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, and he finishes off for that matter, once you not do so, even during the week. It's asur. Sivla metes, asur lischeis b'yam u'b'brecho. One may not go swimming in the ocean, the river, a pool. One should not play with the sand at a beach on Shabbos. One should not gather up seashells on Shabbos, even if there's an Erev. But one cannot travel on a boat on Shabbos. One cannot go boating on Shabbos. But if the boat is tied to the dock, and when someone just wants to get on and sit on a boat, some mikra din such a thing is permitted, as long as it's not traveling, as long as it's tied to the dock. Top of page, Reish Mem Aleph. Mischekei Ritza, Kvitza, Taifasas Umachburim Mutar. Types of games that we jump, jump rope, running, you know, playing tag. Taifasas Umachburim is our cops and robbers, tagging your it. These things are mutter to do, v'chein mutter likfaits b'chevel, you're allowed to jump rope, avalis amel osir, to do real exercise, to do exercise you're not allowed to do. Those games that you're not doing it for the exercise of it, you're just doing it so you could run around, that is mutter. Sif mem aleph, mischike aretz, I'll tell some type of land games they used to play, matorim babayis, that you could play inside your house. Avalis b'chotz ein l'sachik, afil b'chotz ein mutzefes. These are games that if you would play outside, you know, it would cause ashvagumas, it would cause you to make holes, to smooth out the dirt. Such games should not be played even indoors on Shabbos. Sorry, can be played indoors on Shabbos, but should not be played outdoors, even on paved outdoor areas. Also, let's say it's surahs, one should not color with chalk or other things the floor on Shabbos. V'avla yitchef as a evan beregel derech mishak, one should not kick around stones in a way of playing. We can't see muksa because the rocks or stones outdoors are play are muksa. And we can't get the yichud oisel at zerchse by even kavul by yom. Less an adult, someone over by mitzvah is miyachid these rocks to be playing with, to be thrown around, to be kicked around on Shabbos. So even if the ketanim were playing with it before Shabbos, if it wasn't, it's not miyuchid and kavul for playing with by an adult before Shabbos by yom, and is an erev, you should not kick around rocks. So, you know, you see rocks, you see stones, you try to kick them around, you're playing with your friends outside shul. That should be, that's us doing Shabbos, unless within an Erev, and unless those stones were miyuchid, miyachid, I should say, an adult was miyachid, those stones, to be used for playing and not for other things. If men beis, kasher metayolim b'Shabbos, yesh lizor shel atil tochevetz mechutz Erev, someone goes for a walk on Shabbos, that you're careful not to carry something outside the Erev. The next parak, Parak Yitzayin, will talk all about halachas of carrying. But now he's just talking about, you know, different types of activities on Shabbos. He's saying, when you go for a walk, you have to be careful that there's nothing in your pockets. He says, a mitzvah she yimashmesh adam bebegadav lefneit seisayis ha'ezur sheish be'erev. It's a mitzvah to check your pockets before you leave an area where there's an erev. Shalom yabem davar as lotzis be'beshabbos. You should not walk out with something that's also to walk out with on Shabbos. V'chein yizor, so to a person should be careful be'beshabbos be'beyom tif. Whether on Shabbos or in Yom Tov, Shleimotzis es Tchum Shleim, you have to be careful when you go for walks, that you know, especially if you're going outside your city bounds, you have to know where the tchum ends, not to chas shalom walk out of the tchum on Shabbos. Siv mem gimel, ein lirikoid, won't you not dance on Shabbos? Abba says, yesh lahakal b'zeh b'simcha shal mitzvah. He said, b'simcha shal mitzvah, there are those who are lenient to allow dancing. And if you look in the bottom, he explains why people make it. He says, there was man chazal, ha'im rakdim klishir, l'chein gazim, in those days they were dancing with klishir, with musical instruments of achshav, ha'im rakdim, b'eshem mizarim b'klishir, al b'eshem mishayim b'peh. Today, when people dance on Shabbos, they only sing with their mouth. It's not like their rikud. So, he says, there are those who are mekel. He says, l'chapil won't you not. If someone's minig is asked to, we're not there to speak against those who do those things. But l'chapil won't you not dance on Shabbos. The top of reish mem beis, met sif mem dal, ein limchay kafayim, won't you not clap on Shabbos. Im loy b'simcha shal mitzvah, unless it's for simcha shal mitzvah. Or you should like kafish or gil, mazis, v'mimaisachol, or if you do it with a shinri from the way you clap during the week. You clap by turning one hand backwards onto the front of the other hand. And we'll talk more about these halachas when we get to Perik Chof Ches. Siv Meme. Also, Lasas Kaduri Shelag, a Bugay Shelag, when it's also to make snowballs or to make snowmen on Shabbos. Avala Shelag Atsin, but the snow itself, any Muktzah, Gamin Yerid Bishabbos, even if the snow came down on Shabbos, it's not Muktzah. But one should not make snowballs or make snowmen on Shabbos. It brings in the bottom from Shem Zalman, Darei Yadua Shal Shalag Nasir Aksam Chiridis HaGeshem HaAldama Lev Mekem Nims Lo Yoyi Klal Me'esmal. It talks about why snow is not Muktzah. But as far as shoveling snow, I think we spoke about that previously. But he says, touching snow is mutter, you can move snow, but one should not form them into actual snowballs or form them into snowmen. Siv Memvav Mutul is Taka b'Shabbos derech Mishkafas. One could look through binoculars on Shabbos. Mutagam Machavini, so you could turn the wheel to make it clear. Kivin Shazevu derech Shimusha. It's not fixing the binoculars. It's just that's where you use it. You adjust the focus for what you'd like. Siv Memzayim Bedavar Hapitibul B'Tzemech. Touching flowers and touching things that grow from the ground. He says we'll talk about later in Perik Chavav. Siv Memches. Some people don't know this. Asalarich Hagrois b'Shabbos b'Yamtiv. One should not make raffles on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Says even these types of raffles that Rebbeim teaches people make, organizations make by parties, one should not do that on Shabbos. Aval hagrolis tzarich mitzvah. He says if you want to make a gelul for a tzarich mitzvah, you can mi yagid kaddish and mi yalal teira. If you know if you're gonna make it just a raffle to see who should get aliyah, who should get to say kaddish. That's necessary for Shabbos. You're not giving out tickets. You're just making a gayel. V'chein yiladim ha'oisim ha'grolis l'chizik amir stehillim with the children for chizik tehillim. Mutta la'aseisim ba'al peh. Not we're giving out tickets, but you call out a number or whatever you wait, there's ways to do it orally. Avaloya de katisim shenichtu v'meir Shabbos. You should not give out tickets even if they're printed before Shabbos. Ube Shabbos metzim oisim mitte chakalfi and you have them in a box and you pull a ticket from a box on Shabbos. One should not pull tickets from a box on Shabbos. Making raffles, idea box is usher. It's a Ramah. Shulchan Aruch, you should not make such raffles on Shabbos. There are people who are mekel for tzarech mitzvah, but once you consult the all local Orthodox rabbi before conducting any such raffles. Usher lases with Shabbos oil. Right? On Shabbos, it's usher to make an oil. Afkezeha usher, l'mishak l'zman kotzer, even if you're doing it for a game for a short amount of time. Just like it's also to build an oil, it's also to take a pot of oil. Chazal higdiru oil. Chazal made a gedara. What's considered an oil? What's the made rule? Call mivne afilu arai. Anything that you build, even for temporary use, sheish bechalal shal tevach al tevach begeve tevach. That's a tevach by a tevach. Why? That's a tevach hoy. Ulchayin call mivne. We call chaymer shmir gam gezalsil mischak. Therefore, any types of tents and any type of things that you build, and even if you're doing it to play, ein lases, memides, ein gudeles mehen, v'af asal farker, once you put them together, once you take them apart, so these various tent toys that you put together, you put the sticks together, you build these fire, and whatever, types of over beds and stuff, one should not build them, put them together, take them apart on Shabbos, but it's the Isser of Oyel. So one has to be careful, various toys, going to talk about halachas of oil and perichav dalad. We're going to get to, but even these toys that are created oil, one should be careful not to build them on Shabbos. We'll stop over here. To our sponsor, Shir, please go to www.rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman@gmail.com. Your sponsorships is what keeps this shiurim coming. We have Baruch Hashem and the various podcasts, tens of thousands of downloads, but to keep them coming for free, keep them being recorded and produced on a regular basis, we need your support. Help continue supporting us at going to www.rabbifishman.com or emailing rabbifishman@gmail.com. Thank you.